Happy Sabbath, everyone. What I wanted to be speaking about, I was be looking at how we can bless others with our words, words that we speak. First scripture I want to turn to was Romans 12:14. Romans 12:14. Says, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. I think that's not always easy to do. If someone is not nice to us, that we can return, not retaliate, and but we can bless them. And then for the rest of the sermon, I was going to spend most of the time in James 3, and it talks more about controlling our tongue. And I'll just turn to James 3. James 3 and verse 2, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. And verse 3, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. And that verse it talks about bits in horses' mouths, and makes me think of when I was young. We had horses, of course, and we would, I could go out and pasture and just jump on a horse, but I really didn't have much control of turning him, or if I didn't have a bit in his mouth, I really couldn't do anything with him. And that's what, if we are not able to control our tongue, then it's gonna cause some offenses. And then verse 4, it also has, behold also the ships, which also they be so, though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. And that's also, it's just a small thing, but it guides the ship on the water. It's just amazing what a small thing it is and how much, what it does. And then, verse 5 through 13, I'm going to read 5 through 13. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts and of birds and serpents and of things in the sea and is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed as blessing and cursing. My brethren, the things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. I think that's has a lot to say about the tongue. I guess And another scripture I have here was, we'll come back to the rest of this, but we'll turn over to Proverbs 15. And just Proverbs 15, 1 through 4. First verse is, of course, a very familiar scripture for all of us. The soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. I haven't really studied too much what that means by perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit, but that would be an interesting study, what that all entails. We'll turn back to James for the rest of that. I have one more scripture here before we go back. Be Colossians 4, 5 and 6. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. I think it is very important that we look to God for wisdom with words that we speak, and I think it will go into that more in the rest of James 3, the 14 through 18. In verse 14, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. What we looked at was just, I think it's that we're looking to God for wisdom with all of what we say. It's important to God as children of God with His Spirit. We can trust Him for the wisdom to be a blessing to those around us.